With the Olympics in full swing, we're in the middle of week two. We thought we would check in with our sports expert, Ribby Paltz. Normally, he's our NFL draft guy and NBA draft guy, but he also covers big events like the Olympics. And Ribby joins us from Paris. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Parlez-vous English. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been here so long, I kind of mastered the language, you know. I've had the total submersion into the French language.
Good.
Now, if you had called like 2 weeks ago, I would have said konnichiwa because I accidentally went to Tokyo at first because I thought they were being held there again.
Oh, no.
It was like a regular deal. But now I finally got the flight over here, so now I'm in Gay Paris, which is perfect for me. You know, over there in Japan, I spent a couple days until I could get the flight, so I hooked up with a few 60-year-old anime cosplayers. Man, they were crazy. They had toys that were shaped like tentacles. You want to hear all about this, Georgie?
No, not really.
Anywho, back to the Olympics. Yeah, I've been here in Paris. I'm covering the, you know, all them swimming events in the Seine.
Yeah.
Which for you American speakers translates to the Doo-Doo River.
That's what I tried to tell these guys a couple
That's
weeks
exactly
ago.
That's exactly right. That's why they call it the Seine, because it's full of people's butts in.
Oh, man.
How they do it? Yeah, the French have spent over $1 billion to clean up all that anal soil that's in the sand there.
Jimmy.
And the thing is, it didn't work. They spent all the money and it didn't work. They added some girl swimmer from that waffle country.
Belgium.
Yeah, that's right. She got really sick with either, it's either C. coli or D. coli. I'm not sure how serious it was.
I think it's E.
Oh, it's E. coli, so it's very serious. And she had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like in the hospital and everything like that, so it's pretty bad out here, gentlemen. As a matter of fact, my hotel is really cheap, and it doesn't have an en-suite bathroom.
Huh.
So I've just been going down to the sin and just relieving myself there.
You're part of the problem.
When in Rome, do what the Parisians do. That's what I always say.
I get what you're saying there. If they're doing it, why not?
That's exactly right, Giorgio. And, you know, I've been covering not only the swimming events, but some of the lesser-known sports, the ballroom dancing, the cross-country archery, the horseback table tennis, refrigerator throwing, crab walk soccer. And see, what else have I been covering? Oh, egg toss, cup stacking, three-legged race, all the good ones, you know?
Okay.
I think you've missed out on some bigger events, though. Like,
and I tried to look for that swimming event that I saw a video of. There's some swimming event where you have to swim with a glass of chocolate milk on your head.
No, that was an exhibition, not an event.
Yeah. But then there's some event, and I missed this, but it's called dressage. It's where women have to wear like a dress made of corsages or something like that.
No.
And then talk to a horse. I don't quite get it.
No, it's riding a horse.
But I tried to get there, but I was a little bit late. And coming out of the event, I met my new best friend, Snoopy Dogg. You heard
You ran into him.
Oh, he's great. I've been hanging out with Lebron and Snoopy Dogg a lot.
Wow.
And let me tell you, Lebron lives like a monk, but that Snoopy Dogg, oh my God, that guy smokes more pot than Willie Nelson combined. I mean, he's funny, though. He would, like, put on these animal videos on YouTube and narrate them.
That's always funny when he does that.
But also been hanging out with Flavor Flav, gentlemen.
Yeah, he's there, too, apparently.
Very thoughtful man. He wears a clock, so you never have to ask him the time, you know?
Yeah, you're in a different time zone now.
And he used to wear an analog watch, but...
Analog?
But now he's updated it to digital, and at first I thought I was like, I thought he was like wearing like a pizza delivery collar bomb. You know, you have to wear those when you deliver pizzas.
It happened one time.
Yeah, just a digital clock. But yeah, I've done a lot of French things while I've been here.
Like what?
Well, traveled to the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
And had a threesome with two other guys. But it's just great to immerse yourself into the other culture.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. At least you're having fun.
These French women are something else.
Oh yeah.
Kind of one hard thing to get past, though.
What's that?
Then I'll shave the pits, man.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, man, they got like beaver pelts down there. Speaking of beavers.
Yeah.
Their lower tumbleweeds smell like a zoo. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Different culture, right?
Right.
That's why you're keeping your threesomes male only.
Different culture. But I got to tell you this. When it comes to grooming, it was wrong then, it's wrong now. You got to update that.
Okay.
I mean, you got to get that. You got to take a lawn boy down there and just kind of shave that down a little
bingo.
Bit.
Bingo lawn boy.
You know, all this though kind of reminds me of that old sports song sung so many years ago.
Hmm. Huh, which one is that?
Oh, you want me to sing it for you?
Yeah.
Sure.
It kind of goes like this. Hey now, hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, in the work of the
Oh. I didn't know that was a sports song or an Olympic song.
Let's go, Ulysses. Let's win gold.
Okay. See you, Ribby. That's allegedly Ribby live from Paris.